To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Happy Thursday, news listeners. Welcome to your Thursday installment of the BTN News Show. It is the 13th of October, 2022. We got the best, well, Microsoft news. Yes, we're going to get you caught up on everything that went down at Microsoft's 2022 Surface event, and we're going to do it in less than 5 minutes. Yeah, if we went through Apple, probably going to get another one from them. Google, of course, Meta, and now Microsoft, where they have showcased all the latest updates to their Surface line of PC products. We did see three major products from Microsoft, starting off with the Surface Pro 9 and the Pro 9 with 5G, which are now being combined into a single product line. Now, you might remember the Surface Pro X line. It was built around always-on connectivity, but that's when it was still operating on 4G networks. The new version, simply now called the Surface Pro 9 with 5G, we finally now get that 5G support. As far as the Wi-Fi-only model, well, of course, you get the new 12th generation Intel processor, and it comes in a lot of lovely colors. Platinum, graphite, sapphire, and even forest. There's also, if you're into limited edition things, basically as limited to how many they can make, I'm sure, there's the special blue floral pattern option as well. Now from the Pro 9 and Pro 9 with 5G, we move on over to the laptop area with the Surface Laptop 5. And if you don't see much change from the Surface Laptop 4, yeah, you wouldn't be the only one. The 5 now is available in 13.5 and 15-inch sizes screens, and get that processor bump from the 11th to the 12th generation Intel Core chips. Those of you, however, that are looking for the AMD option this time around, yeah, it's not there. It also gets a bump up in memory with the faster DDR5, and the USB-C port now has Thunderbolt 4. Everything else, yeah, pretty much identical to last year's model. Even that 720p webcam, yeah, it's still a 720p webcam. Now we move to Microsoft resurrecting the dead. Do you remember the Surface Studio? Well, it's back! Yes, here comes the Surface Studio 2 Plus. Last time we seen the thing was 2018. The new Surface Studio 2 Plus basically brings everything up to code. It's got an 11th generation CPU, RTX 3060 GPU, and a whole bunch of newer ports and wireless connectivity. Now, from the hardware, we kind of move to software and a little bit of a crossover with the Apple way. Those of you that rely on iCloud, yep, you're going to love this on Windows 11. That's because Apple and Microsoft are actually working together to bring not only iCloud Photos, but Apple Music onto the Xbox. And we'll get to that in a little bit. What's nice now is Apple's iCloud Photos network will work with Microsoft's updated Photos app. Currently, though, it's only testing. And in case you hadn't noticed, earlier in the day yesterday, Apple released the Apple Music app that actually works on the Xbox video game consoles. This is basically building on all those past agreements, including bringing Apple TV videos to the Xbox, as well as contacts and calendar syncing with Windows. However, though, with the new redesigned apps, it gets a little bit more Apple stylish for Windows users, but retaining the Windows feel. Now we're going to go back to hardware to wrap things up, and this would be the audio dock. What is it? Well, it's basically kind of a speakerphone and kind of a USB-C dock. It's also compatible with Microsoft Teams, Zoom, and even Google Meet. The little speaker is actually quite powerful too. 15 watts woofer inside this thing, and a little 5 watt tweeter. Don't expect huge sound, it's not a huge speaker, but from what we heard, it actually sounds pretty good for what it is. The audio dock also has dual forward-facing noise-reducing mics, and it also has built-in volume, play pause, and mute buttons. As far as connections goes, there's two USB-C ports, an HDMI out port, and even a USB-A 3.2 port. But with that port, it'll allow you to actually attach dual displays and even external storage. So there you go. Hardware, software, everybody seems to be a bit happy with the Microsoft event. Now we just gotta wait for the things to hit the shelves. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website for the British Tech Network, of course, is britishtechnetwork.com. Get on over there and check out all the BTN content. Of course, follow us on our Facebook page and give us a like there at British Tech Network. On Twitter, we're at British Tech. And, of course, the BTN Slack room. Join the community today. We'd love for you to be a part of the fun at britishtech.slack.com. The news show, back at your way for your Friday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will be going on. But until then, have yourself a great Thursday, and thank you so much as always for listening and supporting the news show.